Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus. If you're hearing the Back to the Future theme, that means Cheryl Collins is in studio with us, the Riley County Historical Museum Director. And Cheryl, we have a guest as well. We have Doug Tippin, one of the local authors, because we're going to talk about the history of schools within the county, which is pretty timely, I think.
Yes, Manhattan school history.
All right. And Doug, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Great to have you in. Great to discuss history in Riley County, talking about schools. It's the first day of classes for K-State students right now, as we've been saying in our newscast. You're also the author of 150 Years of Education, Manhattan, Kansas. And Doug, how long has your book been out?
Well, we did this project for the Riley County Manhattan Sesquicentennial in 2005. So it's been out for several years now.
And Cheryl, when it comes to Riley County history, education is a big part of it because education is a huge part of this region.
Yes, huge part and very basic to the region from the very, very beginning. And of course, Doug has some personal history with education, having taught in USD 383 for many, many years.
Yes, we came to Manhattan in 1965, and at that time, I was a junior high down on Points. And taught social studies and coached several sports. And then, of course, later it became a middle school. So I taught in that building on Points for 30 years.
Really? Wow. That's quite a history just there,
yes.
Within yourself.
And education's something that's part of the personal history of everyone. You know,
right.
I mean, everybody has back-to-school memories and
right.
recollections.
Right.
And I hope your listeners will call in with some of their recollections of education from the past, because I think those reminiscences are very interesting.
And a good segue there to remind people that they absolutely can call in, get involved in conversation, and do share some of those back-to-school memories. Because I think last week during In Focus, I kind of tried to do that with guests because it was a lot of the first day of schools for public schools last week. So I was asking a lot of my guests remember their first days of school. And you know what? With that, let's go ahead and do that. And Cheryl, we'll start with you. We'll just kind of continue this because it is the first day of school for K-State students. What's your earliest back-to-school memory?
I do remember kindergarten, and I went to kindergarten in Wichita at Mueller Elementary School. But I remember the graham crackers and milk and the little rugs you slept on.
Yes, that's what that was my earliest memory as well, was kindergarten. Doug, what about you?
Well, I grew up in Clay County and attended a rural school for 8 years, one-room school. And it was very, very exciting, of course. I had to walk about a mile to get to school. And there were only about 12 to 15 students in the school, grades 1 through 8. So a lot of fond memories there.
For sure, for sure. Here with Cheryl Collins.
And some not so fond memories.
Yes, true.
There's always a mix
yes.
in there. I remember it was preschool, I believe. No, it was still kindergarten. It was kindergarten. We did a school trip to the Wichita Zoo, and which was fun, which was great. And one of my classmates thought it would be really funny while I was leaning over the duck pond at the zoo to push me in. So I got pushed in the duck pond, incredibly embarrassed. All my clothes were wet. One of the parents had an extra shirt for some reason, and it was for their daughter, and it was this pink Minnie Mouse sweater that I had to wear back.
Wear a Minnie Mouse sweater.
On the way back. Yeah.
Oh, no.
So a very, it should explain a lot. So my early beginnings in life, I had to learn humility pretty quick. Here with Cheryl Collins, she's the director of the Riley County Historical Society, also here with author Doug Tippin, and we're talking about the history of Riley County schools, the history of education in the region on this hour of In Focus. And let's just go ahead and get started real quick before we go into our first break. When it comes to the beginning, when is that beginning?
Well, we go back to about 1855, And that's when the steamship Hartford landed here at what's now Manhattan. And a group of people on that ship were from the New England area, and they were very much involved with education. So as soon as they got here, they decided they perhaps needed to start a school. So as far as we could determine, one of the first teachers was Amanda Arnold.
Which should sound familiar for folks, because one of our elementary schools is named after
her. That's correct. And she was very young, probably 18, 19 years of age. And this was known as a subscription school. And parents would pay money to her, and some of the business people, early day business people in Manhattan, would pay money. And the first session was for 3 months, April, May, and June. And the first day, only 2 students enrolled. And a little bit later, there were more that enrolled. And we think that that class was held in the old land office in the 100 block of Points Avenue. And her pay was $15 a month. So things have changed there. So that was the first school, as far as we know. And then as the population of Manhattan grew, there was a need for more schools. And there was a little settlement north of Manhattan along the Blue River called Gianetta. And the Blood family lived there. Reverend C.E. Blood was an early day minister in Manhattan. And his wife decided to start a subscription school there. So that was going on. And then later, Flora Moses set up a school in her home, and the classroom was in the house.
And Flora Moses?
Flora Moses,
okay, not D. Moses. We're not going that far back.
Yeah, no, okay. not quite. So she taught there in her home, and I believe that was at 421 Humboldt Street.
Right. And whenever we had school overcrowding, the subscription schools would spring up as people.
A subscription school.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where you paid a woman, a teacher, usually a woman, to teach in her home.
Kind of like a home tutor, basically,
right.
in a lot of ways.
Right. Homeschool.
And right.
In Miss Moses' school, there were benches to sit on, no desk. And they had a table where they could do their writing and assignments and so forth. So, in fact, that particular building is now part of the Wolf Complex there at Juliet and
Fremont
Streets. So it's a very historical building as far as education.
Some humble beginnings for Riley County education before we get to what we deal with
now.
Well,
we fairly quickly got a pretty good school building. They built the Avenue School in 1857, mm-hmm. So that was a pretty early start.
And when it came to, back then, when it came to building schools and, like, funding education, because, you know, right now, when we talk about state education in Kansas, we're talking about just how it's funded, because it's publicly funded, but it came to those 1850s, 1860s, when folks were building schools in the Manhattan, Riley County region then. How was that? Was it still publicly funded mm-hmm. infrastructure?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And the same with
tax levy.
And the same mm-hmm. with teachers' pay and that sort of
yes.
thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Originally, we didn't have a school board, though. The original operation of the school was through the city council. But pretty early on, about the time they built the Avenue School, they set up an actual school board, and then that school board had tax levying capability.
Mm-hmm. So some things have always kind of been the same in some ways.
Yes.
In some
yes.
ways. We're due for a break. Let's take our first break. We'll come back and talk more Riley County school history. We'll also talk more with Doug Tipton. I've been wanting to call you John all morning. I don't know why. But Doug
it's
Tipton.
Okay.
And talk a little bit maybe about the inspiration for this book and how you got that figured out. More in Focus coming up.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air.